You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars, every so often, this music seems to be really appropriate. Stuff that makes you think, like the end of August. Thoughts about time. Albert Einstein said the only reason for time is for that everything doesn't happen at once. Moving to Labor Day, there's a show on that. And most notably, the 11th of September. But time is kind of democratic when you think about it. Everybody gets the exact same 24 hours a day. John Barry wrote that. For Somewhere in Time, Francis Albert.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new in time. passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Music of the Stars, around till high noon central, and all over the world at WRJN.com. Songs about time. For a bit, anyway, and then we'll talk about Dolly and about JP and all the other greats that made our hours memorable. What good is time if we don't spend it?
Play it, Watson. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you. Sing it, Sam.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. Fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy, and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Therein lies a story. By the way, Dooley couldn't play the piano. That was Elliot Carpenter, about 5 feet away. The music of the stars. Max Steiner was asked to write the songs and the score for Casablanca. He said, you have to use Time Goes By. But he hated that song. He said, I'll write my own song. Like he did for Summer Place, 1959. But they said, you can't write your own song. It's too late. We'd have to reshoot Ilsa's scenes. And they lied to Max. They said, Ingrid already changed her hairstyle. Well, he was stuck with the song. Great song, flashbacks and all. Was written 11 years earlier by Herman Hupfeld. Herman Hupfeld of Montclair, New Jersey. First recording of As Time Goes By was by a kid from Cudahy named Rudy Valley, 1931.
Moonlight and love never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny.
It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die.
Those are the Singers Unlimited, and great talent out of Milwaukee right there. Arranged by Gene Pearling, the brains behind the Hi-Los. By the way, the Hi-Los have a street name for them near Watertown. Rightfully so.
Remember these four words. Al was utterly useless. Al was utterly useless. I'm nothing but a burden on my family, he once told his sister in a letter. Really, it would have been better if I had never been born. Al had hit bottom by the age of 22. His parents, impoverished, were no longer able to support him. He needed a job, but nobody would hire him. In desperation, Al appealed to an old school friend, a fellow whose class notes he used to copy. The friend's father had government connections. And a few days later, Al was being interviewed for a position at the Federal Patent Office. Fred Haller was then director of the agency. He would conduct the interview personally. Haller informed the young man that he needed personnel capable of judging whether a request for a patent had any justification. "What do you know about patents?" the director asked. And Al replied, "Nothing. Nothing at all." The director blinked a couple of times. Ordinarily, he would have terminated the interview then and there. And yet, there was something intriguing in the young man's frankness. "Tell me a bit about yourself," the director asked. And Al forced a smile. What was there to tell? He'd been thrown out of high school at 15. With no high school diploma, college was out of the question. So he applied at a technical school, but then he flunked his first entrance exam. So he went back to high school, a different high school, actually because his old high school refused to readmit him. Now this time he graduated. He was even accepted thereafter at technical school. But when prospective employers subsequently discovered that he had cut classes chronically and that he had passed exams only narrowly and had treated professors irreverently, well, nobody would hire him. Nobody would hire him. And now here he was in the federal patent office asking for a job for which he was not qualified. What kind of a loser could summon up that kind of nerve? But Director Haller was not so certain. Yes, he had heard all of the reasons why he should not hire Al, but what he wanted to hear now were all of the reasons why he should. You know what? That interview continued for most of 2 hours, and by the time it was over, the director had come to this conclusion. Al was not stupid. He was simply a failure. If he were ever to stop failing and make something of himself, he would first require a large dose of self-confidence. So Director Haller decided to give Al a break, a probationary job as technical expert third class. You see, though posterity's impression of Al is larger than life, he was not destined to guide lesser minds through space and time. In fact, at 22, he stood at the brink of utter obscurity. And then he got that job at the Swiss Federal Patent Office. And inspired by his very first unequivocal success, he eventually learned to live up to his best, his very best, and to become the groundbreaking genius the world now knows as Albert Einstein.
Bonnie Baker with her hubby Orrin Tucker and the orchestra. a forgotten artist, not so much Oren, but Bonnie, let's do some insight into her life and styles. And bad news from Hollywood.
J.P. Morgan, the beloved singer, actress, and television personality, has sadly passed away at the age of 94. Born Mary Margaret Morgan, she became a familiar face to American audiences through her successful music career and her appearances on television. She was especially remembered as a longtime panelist on the popular show The Gong Show, where her unique personality made her a fan favorite. J.P. Morgan also had a successful recording career and remained a recognizable figure in American entertainment for decades. According to an obituary record, J.P. Morgan passed away on August 24, 2026, at the age of 94. While details about the cause of her death have not been publicly confirmed, fans are now remembering her remarkable career and lasting contribution to entertainment. J.P. Morgan may be gone, but her performances and memories will continue to live on. Rest in peace, J.P. Morgan.
There is a brotherhood of man, a benevolent brotherhood of man. Giving each brother all you can. Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity? That's a great big brotherhood of man.
J.P. Morgan, Frank Lesser, that's from How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Great song for Labor Day. Labor Day, we got a show for that. Right here on the Music of the Stars. And here's Jamie Farr.
Gong Show. Now, we're up in San Francisco. We're selling MASH into syndication. And Gary Owens is up there. And they're selling this show called The Gong Show. It's in syndication. And we say, what the heck is the Gong Show? Everybody's talking about it. I had no idea what it was. So I came back to L.A. afterwards. I guess it was a big seller. And we kept saying, Gong Show, what would that? And I remember as a kid, remember I told you I listened to radio, and there was a show called Major Bowes and the Talent Hour. And Major Bowes used to have a little gong on his desk. And people would be performing, and if he didn't particularly care for him, he'd hit that little gong. And I'm saying, oh, now I get the idea where the gong came from for the Gong Show. So I'm watching the show. It's on at nighttime, and Gary Owens, I believe, is the host. And I see what they're doing, and I get this phone call. They said, Jamie, NBC wants to do the Gong Show as a daytime cross-the-board show. And they'd like you to be one of the first guests on it. You, Joanne Worley, and Jack Cassidy. And the host of the show is John Barber. So I said, yeah, okay, I know, it's a talent show. And yeah, so we go meet at Chuck Barris is the producer of the show, welcomes us there. And they have C.V. Alberg, who's the model, And they have Milton Delug and the band. And the guys in the band, they're kind of dressed like in carnival outfits, you know, with the big white stripes and the thing. And the panel, Jack Cassidy and Joanne and I are just dressed like we are now and so forth. And John Barber comes out and they welcomes everybody and he brings on the first talent. And of course, some of this, the talent that we're seeing now, these awful acts that we're doing.
Hey, welcome to y'all today on The Gong Show, The Gong Show Fables. And today's fable is A Boy and His Doggy. That's today on The Gong Show, yes. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, here comes a group that are so good. Oh, they're so good. And their names are, Scoot, Scoot. Their names are the Hot Dogs.
Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there isn't, if you know her, show her to me, Dinah. With the Dixie eyes blazing, how long is she gazing to the eyes of my Dinah Lee?
Well, I said, and then obviously you're bringing on acts that are terrible. I mean, what can we do? So he said, well, what do you do? I said, why don't we make it like a party? You know, like, let us have fun. If they're doing something, like, why can't we do the same thing? Or let's say if Joanne goes to gong the person and I like the person, what if I fight Joanne off? Or so he says, oh, yeah, yeah, that's a, and I says, we take the band out of the carny outfits. I said, why don't we do this? Put the band in tuxedos. Put C.B. Auberg, who's the model, in a beautiful evening gown. Have your female guests on the show, beautiful evening gown, and your celebrities in tuxedos to watch a guy crack eggs on his head. He goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I said, let's have some fun. Let's.
We'll be back to meet our celebrities and find out what they think of the old hot dog. A lot of people aren't aware of this, but our first guest grew up on a sheep ranch. The only drawback is that sometimes he gets this overwhelming desire to guzzle woolite. Here is Jamie Farr.
Yes.
Amazing.
All right. Hot dogs, I love junk food.
Oh, good. No. Here is a terrific lady. A terrific lady who, after today's show, leaves for a breeding farm where she'll be teaching stud horses how to arch their backs. The wonderful. She is so cute. She is cute. J.P. Morgan.
I think they should change their name to the Weenies.
She would.
So he says, great, yeah. So now he tried to get John Barber to do that, but John Barber never got it. He thought he was looking for the next Mario Lanza or the next Barbara Streisand or, you know, whatever it was. So finally, they convinced Chuck to take over. And that's when Chuck took over. Everybody got into the tuxedos. If you noticed that, they even had the little person, the midget Jerry. He was in a top hat and a tuxedo. See, he was in the band, was a tuxedo. And they had all these ridiculous acts, you know, guy hanging upside down by his feet playing a banjo and all these other silly things that went on. And of course, then, remember I said chemistry. Again, always works.
He picked a big 30. Gentlemen and ladies. Got that a little mixed up. Here come two people who are really good. Haley and Veeam Veeam.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you. Oh, 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 oh. Little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bony eyes of blue.
That were absolutely silly. And the show took off. I mean, it was like the most popular show. We did a show one time. John Dorsey was the director of the show. And as you know, some of the things that Chuck used to do, he used to come out, clap his hands and point and read the cue cards and everything else. So one show we did, we decided on our own. This is JP and Artie and myself. We said, you know what? I'm sick of him doing that. Let's take over the show. Let's not even tell. We said, hey, to props, you got some duct tape and some rope? They said, yeah. So the show gets started like that. Chuck starts doing whatever it is now. He doesn't know what's happening. The camera people don't know what's happening. The producer doesn't know what's happening. We run out there, we grab Chuck on camera, and we drag him off, and the camera follows us around stage, and we tie him up backstage and put the duct tape on him, and we take over the show. Hardy Johnson starts doing this.
Thank you, and welcome to the Brown Show. It's Hilo Week, and we're going to devote today's show to some of our high-scoring acts from previous weeks. Now, all of our acts scored perfect scores, 30 points, when they performed on our past gong shows, and we're happy to have them back. Today's winner will receive an incredible amount of cash and a trip to New York for a professional nightclub appearance. Remember, if after 30 seconds one of our celebrities feel the act is not worthy of continuing, he or she will hit that old gong like this. Bam!
Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the really super ladies of song, Miss J.P. Morgan, with That Old Black Magic.
That old black magic has me in its spell. Old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. That same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. When that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and round I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
A flame, a burning desire.
And on your kiss,
put out the fire. For you're the love I have waited for.
The mate that fate had me created for.
Spin, loving a spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
Uh-huh, in a spin, loving that spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
Ooh, in a spin, loving that spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
Very pleased indeed to have with us this afternoon one of the most charming young ladies in the record business in the entertainment world today. Say hello to J.P. Morgan.
Hi.
Hi. What do people call you, J.P.?
J or J.P., it doesn't really matter.
How did the name come about?
Well, I got that in junior high school when I was elected class treasurer. My real name is Morgan, Mary Morgan, and... So my classmates thought it was very funny to call me J.P. And when I went with Frank Duvall's band out in California, he heard my mother call me to the phone one day, and she called me J.P. And he liked the idea so much and asked me to keep it professionally.
But no actual relation to the famous financier?
Unfortunately, no.
But you'd like to be.
Very much.
Wouldn't we all?
I could sit home and count my money.
What's the biggest selling record you've ever had, Jay?
That's all I want from you. As a matter of fact, I just got a gold record about 2 months ago for it.
Well, we're very glad that you took a little time to spend with us here in the Sunshine City of Miami. Who's your idol in the business? Anyone that you look up to?
I really don't pattern my life after anyone. I do have favorites. Singers, I think Ella Fitzgerald is fantastic.
I think if they took a vote among the singers
in
the country,
Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I think unanimously, no question. And so.
A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. A sunny day with hopes up to the sky. A kiss and no goodbye. That's all I want from you. Don't let me down. Oh, show me that you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down, I have no time to wait. To not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. Your share. Don't let me down. I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you.
Records, what type of song do you prefer doing?
Well, if you'll come with me, I'll give you just a slight idea. You know, I'm sort of an amateur songwriter. Not even amateur anymore. I've been writing with Lou Ann Sims, who I think is a very good singer, too. And, well, we started out as just a little hobby, you know. And now, we have five songs published. And could I play about 8 bars of the last one we just finished?
I wish you would.
I don't play too well. Well, I've met His Grace, met Him face to face. He's the one, the ultra maximum. He's the king, I'm His slave. He commands I behave, 'cause I care, I care, I care.
J.P. Morgan at the keyboard, Charles Collingwood.
I don't know. You know, that's a funny thing about me. When I get on the stage, if I have to keep doing something over and over again, I get tired of it. And as a matter of fact, down in Florida one night, I got very bored singing this ballad that I had to do. So, in the middle of it, I started doing impressions. I did Tallulah Bankhead, Betty Davis, and Cheetah, a monkey.
Just a
gigolo. Just a gigolo. Everywhere you go. Romance every night, some heart betrays. There will come a day, youth will pass away. Then what will they say about you when the end comes? I know. Just a gigolo as life goes on without you.
Oh, you're just a gigolo.
You're just a gigolo.
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go, you know that people know the part you play in. You know what they're saying.
Paid for every dance.
You get paid for every
dance. Selling each romance.
Selling each romance, but is it right? Each night, another heart you are betraying. Can't you understand that there will come a day? Youth will
She's a great musician and a great comedian.
J.P. Morgan, the husky-voiced 1950s pop star who later became one of television's most fearlessly unfiltered personalities as a judge on The Gong Show, died on Monday, August 24, 2026 in Longview, Washington. She was 94.
Since you went away, dear, miss you more than I can say, dear. Daytime, nighttime, nothing I do can.
Shelley Fabre, the television fixture for decades, has died at the age of 82. Her first big break came when she was cast as Mary Stone on the Donna Reed Show.
Shelley Fabre spent decades looking healthy, successful, and quietly strong in the public eye. But behind that familiar smile was a life shaped by serious illness, a life-saving liver transplant, and a marriage that lasted more than four decades. When Fabre died in Los Angeles on August 22, 2026, her family confirmed the loss, but not the cause. Then Mike Farrell began speaking about the woman he had loved for 42 years. His words reveal a very different final chapter than Hollywood ever saw. Shelley Fabre spent most of her life being watched. Millions knew her as Mary Stone on The Donna Reed Show, as Elvis Presley's leading lady, and later as Christine Armstrong on Coach. But the final years were different. She lived mostly away from the spotlight, after surviving a life-threatening liver disease and a transplant in 2000. On August 22, 2026, Fabre died in Los Angeles at 82, surrounded by family. Her cause of death was not publicly disclosed. What Mike Farrell revealed afterward was not a secret diagnosis. It was something more personal, a glimpse into the woman behind the fame. For decades, Shelley Fabre seemed almost untouched by the passage of time. She had been famous since childhood. She had recorded a number one song. She had appeared opposite Elvis Presley. She had built a second major television career decades after her first. And somehow, through all of it, she remained a familiar face to several generations. But fame can create a strange illusion. People remember the face long after they stop knowing the person. That distinction matters now. Because on August 22, 2026, Shelley Fabre died in Los Angeles at the age of 82. Her family said she was surrounded by those who loved her. The statement remembered her not simply as an actress, but as a wife, stepmother, daughter, sister, aunt, and friend.
The Music of the Stars. Stand by for news on the NBC Radio Network. And this is Civic Media. The Music of the Stars from Radio Park. We're on till high noon central. Thank you for being here. More to come.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.